The Cabaret of Dr. Caligari.
Stuff, I'm afraid. So if you are going out, make sure you take your umbrella and crucifix. You're listening to the biggest noise in London, Metropolis Radio 66.
Oh, I was listening to that.
Why bother with cheap imitations, babe, when you've got a 24-carat gold original sitting right next to you?
But I like Mike Sparks.
As much as you like, Ricky.
Oh, no. We all think you're the best. The other girls on the sliced meat counter are going to positively throw up with envy when I tell them how I met you tonight.
Oh, it was destiny, Tracy. Fate drew us together.
It was like something out of This Is Our Slushy Song Spot. Me at the bus stop, stranded in the rain. You cruising by in your car.
It's a BMW, Tracy.
Sorry, Rick, in your BMW. And then suddenly pulling up at the curb and offering to take me away from all this and off to the opening of some trendy nightclub.
We were two lost and lonely spirits, Tracy. Two shipwrecked souls washed up together on the shores of an exotic tropical island.
I didn't know there were any trendy nightclubs on the Isle of Dogs, Rick.
There weren't until tonight. The invitation said this was their grand celebrity opening.
We've been driving around for ages now, Rick. You sure you know where this Calamari's is?
Caligari's.
It's a funny name, isn't it? I've been to clubs called Tipples, Snuggles, Rumours, Gossips, Splashes, Bruises, Pimps and Plurals before, but never one called Caligari's.
Ooh, I love the way you say Caligari's, Tracy. I love the way your tongue kisses your lips and then goes back in again. I find it intensely erotic.
You do have a way with words, Rick.
Oh, words are my language, baby.
Why have we stopped, Rick?
Yeah.
We there?
No, Tracy. You and I have a lot further to go tonight. But why don't we skip the detour to the disco on the way?
Don't, Rick! Not on a double yellow line!
I can't help myself, babe. I've been searching for a fine lady like you for such a long, long time.
Don't be daft.
For a fine lady who could take my lonely, empty life and fill it with something special. And now that I've found you, I can't wait for my filling any longer. Turn on the cassette!
You what?
The cassette! Turn it on! Let me take you in my arms, Tracy. Let me hold you real tight, huh? Let me feel your body close to mine. I think you know what I'm trying to say, babe. I'm a man. You're a woman. This is a BMW. But I ain't touched you yet.
There's a man watching us.
Where?
Out there, out in the rain.
I can't see anyone.
He's wearing a black shiny Mac.
Bloody pervert.
No, it's not a Mac, it's a cape. What? And he's coming over. Quick, lock the door before he...
Good evening, Mr. O'Shea. My name is Dr. Caligari. I've been expecting you.
I am most sorry if it was my rather sudden appearance that caused your young companion to run away like that.
Hey, over here with that umbrella, Caligari. Ricky's hair gel's beginning to run.
I suppose it was a little melodramatic of me to loom up from out of the shadow.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?